بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our session number 26, and we will be attempting to complete lesson 14 today, and hopefully, if Allah wills, to introduce the new lesson 15. So these two lessons, 14 and 15, will conclude all of the personal and possessive pronouns, singular, plural, masculine, and feminine, in these two lessons. So this is a topic that we'll be completing with this lesson. The beginning of it was a long time ago in lesson 4, and then we did the remaining pronouns, possessive pronouns, and the remaining personal pronouns, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, in lesson 10 and 12 and 13, and we're completing them today with what we're going to complete in lesson 14 and hopefully introduction to lesson 15. All right, so normally we're going to begin with the review of the previous lessons. This week in our homework, proposed schedule of homework assignments, we had lessons 8 through 14. Any of those lessons, or as many of them as is possible for you to review the English keys and the vocabulary. And again, I have to emphasize the importance of review in general, and specifically reviewing the grammatical points and reviewing the vocabulary words that we studied in each lesson. Sometimes we learned the words and then we didn't review them and we forgot them. Or some lessons we didn't learn all of the words and we never went back to them, so we didn't get them. So this first Monday of every week for review is very, very important to make sure that you refresh yourself on the grammatical points that we've studied in the previous lessons, and also to make sure that you memorize the vocabulary. This is very, very important in order for you to understand and to benefit from the Arabic language, that you know the grammatical structures of the language, and that you also have a strong vocabulary so that you can understand what you hear or what you read, and so that you can express yourself in Arabic. Okay, so inshallah we're going to do just a quick review, as we've been doing for the last few weeks, quick review of some of the points from the previous lessons. First, I'm going to just mention what we have covered so far. Okay, so in this first half of the book, or more than the first half of the book, from the topics that we've covered is, we've covered the demonstrative pronouns, ism ishara, masculine and feminine, for things which are near and things which are far, singular and plural. Okay, so that's a whole lot. You know, we covered hadha and feminine hadhihi, dhalika, feminine tilka. We also covered the plurals for asma al-ishara, demonstrative pronouns, ha'ulai and dhali and ulaika. And all of these are part of the structure of the Arabic language, which are called in Arabic asma al-ishara, a singular ism ishara, demonstrative pronouns for pointing to things, this and that and these and those. And in Arabic, for the singular, we have masculine and we have feminine. And we have ism ishara for things which are near and for things which are far. As far as the plurals, then the plurals are the same for masculine and feminine. Ha'ulai for things which are near, and ulaika for things which are far. And we'll see, after we complete all the personal and possessive pronouns in lesson 15, we'll be going on to a couple of new topics, like the plurals for things which are ghayra akil, things which are irrational or unintelligent. Okay, and in that case, we'll see a different kind of use of the demonstrative pronouns. But so far, we've covered most of what we need to know about the demonstrative pronouns. In addition, we've also covered, very importantly, prepositions. Starting in lesson 4 and then future lessons, we had min, ila, fi, ala, li, bi, and we'll see other pronouns as we go along. Prepositions. So prepositions are extremely important because prepositions affect the noun that follows them. Yani the object of the preposition is affected in that it changes that noun from being in the nominative case, marfu'un with dhamma, to becoming in the genitive case majrurun with kasra. So it's very important to understand how the prepositions work, to learn prepositions, the ones that we've covered, and new ones as they come along, and to use them properly. Additionally, we have also covered the dharf, yani the adverb. We've covered several of them, like underneath, in front of, behind, to be with, yani inda and ma'a, and the difference between inda, being with somebody in the place that they are known for, and ma'a, being with a person in an unrestricted manner, yani being with them anywhere. So the dharf, what is critical about the dharf is that we have to distinguish the dharf from the preposition, because it seems as though yani the way they act upon the noun is the same. Yani the preposition, the noun following it, the object of the preposition becomes majrur with kasra. And likewise, the noun following the dharf, like tahta and amam and khalfa and inda and ma'a, it also makes the noun following it majrur, but for a different reason. Okay, so we have to also distinguish between the adverbs tahta al-maktabi. Okay, al-maktabi is majrur here with kasra, but not because tahta is a preposition, but because the noun following adverbs like tahta, underneath, amama, in front of, khalfa, behind, inda, with, the noun following them are mudhafun ilayhi majrur. Okay, which brings us to another topic, very important topic that we covered in these earlier lessons, that is the idhafa construction, consisting of the mudhaf and the mudhaf ilay, and the rules concerning them we've covered so many times. It is critical if a person yani is not clear on the idhafa construction that you have to go back to lesson 5. Go back to lesson 5 and review it carefully so you know what are the rules of idhafa. When these two words come together, the first part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf, never takes alif lam, nor does it take tanween. And this is one of the signs of a word being a noun, that it takes alif lam or tanween. But when you put a noun in the idhafa construction, the first part of the idhafa construction doesn't take alif lam or tanween. And the way that it becomes definite or indefinite is based on the following word, the mudhaf ilayh. If it is definite, then the mudhaf becomes definite. And if it is indefinite, the mudhaf becomes indefinite. So the idhafa construction, very, very important. In that same lesson with idhafa, we had ya nida, the vocative ya, when you're calling out to somebody, ya muhammadu. Yani we know that the munada, the word after the ya and nida, does not take tanween. It's mabniun ala dhamma, unless it is itself in an idhafa construction, which is another discussion altogether. Also, what we covered in the earlier lessons of great importance is the past tense verb. Yani we didn't go into the details of the past tense verb, but we looked at it first in lesson 4. We had dhahaba and kharaja. And then later on we saw in the later lessons, in lesson 10 and 12 and 13, and in this lesson 14, and we're going to see the last of it in lesson 15, along with the personal and possessive pronouns, we see the conjugation of the past tense verb. Dhahabta, dhahabtu, dhahabat, dhahabu. We had in lesson 13 the plurals, third person, masculine and feminine plurals, dhahabu, they went, and dhahabna, they went, feminine. And in this lesson, we're going to see the second person masculine plural. We're going to see the second person masculine feminine plural in the next lesson, 15. And in this lesson, we also are going to see the plural, first person plural, past tense verb, dhahabna, yani nahnu dhahabna. And in lesson 15, we'll see the end of the conjugation of the past tense verb and the end of the personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. Any personal pronouns, I mean by that when you're speaking about yourself or somebody else. Ana Muslim, huwa Muslim, hiya Muslim, anta Muslim, anti Muslima, and like this, hiya Muslima, anti Muslima. Now, these are personal pronouns. Okay, the possessive pronouns is when you're showing possession of something. You say kitabi, my book, kitabuha, her book, kitabuhu, his book, kitabuka, masculine, your book, kitabuki, feminine, and your book, and so on. Personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, we're going to complete them in this lesson 14 and lesson 15, as well as the conjugation of the past tense verb. So these are some of the important things we covered. We also covered the introduction to the Asma al-Khamsa, Ab and Akh, and how they work. And we also covered a number of different categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, like the feminine proper nouns are all mamnu' min as-sarf. Masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta, like Hamza and Usama. These are masculine proper nouns, but they end with ta marbuta, so they're also mamnu' min as-sarf. We have foreign proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. We had adjectives that end with the extra two letters Aleph and Nun, like Jawan, Atashan, Ghadban, Mal'an. Words that are Mamnu and stuff, categories of them. We're going to cover this topic again at the end of this book in the last two lessons, 22 and 23. We're going to cover all the categories of Mamnu and stuff that we've studied in various lessons in this book. We're going to bring them all together in the last two lessons of the book and cover that. And we also had the relative pronouns, Alladhi, masculine singular, and Allati, feminine singular, and their plurals, yani alladhina and allati or allai. Okay, so these are the main topics. I think I've mentioned most of what we've covered in this book. All of these things, if there are any of them that you are not clear on, then please take some time out and go back to the lessons where we covered them. Read the English key. Look at the Arabic text and see how they're used in text. And if it's still not clear, try to look at some of the exercises. Try to go through the exercises until you master all of these concepts. Okay, so this is basically what we've covered so far in the earlier lessons. This is a quick overview of what we've covered in the earlier lessons. And at this point, what I want to do now is I want to go to the weekly homework review sheet number 11. Weekly homework review sheet number 11. And this review sheet is dealing with pronouns. It's dealing with the possessive pronouns. Okay, possessive pronouns, when you're showing possession of something. Okay, so this is an exercise. It's intended to be like a test, okay, to see if you know how to use the possessive pronouns, like her book, his book, your book, masculine, and so on. Okay, so only maybe three or four possessive pronouns are used in this lesson. All of them are the singulars. Okay, so those are what came early on. Yani, the possessive pronouns came in lesson 10. The personal pronouns in lesson 4. So this exercise is to, yani, test your ability to utilize the proper possessive pronoun. Okay, pronouns refer back to something else, right? So we want to look back at who is the one that possess or own something, so we'll know which is the proper pronoun to use that refers back to that person. Is it a male? Is it a female? Are you referring to a third person, or are you speaking directly to somebody about something that they possess? Any second person? Is it masculine or feminine? Is it singular or plural? Is it first or second or third person? Okay, so how to use these possessive pronouns is very, very important, and this is an exercise with that. We're going to just go through it quickly. Hopefully everybody has already done this exercise. Let me just put up here what we are supposed to be covering today. Okay, I already mentioned what we're going to be covering today, but I just want to put it up on the screen. We already reviewed the earlier lessons, and now we're going to do the homework review sheet number 11. After that, we're going to look at the English key for lesson 14 and do the exercises 1 through 6. And if we finish that and we still have time, we'll go to the new lesson number 15. Okay, so let's look at the homework review sheet number 11. It says at the top of the page, there's a statement. Aminatu wa zawjuha. Okay, Aminatu wa zawjuha. So, there are two people mentioned in this sentence, right? Amina and her husband. So, the pronouns that refer to Amina and her husband are going to be, yani, masculine or feminine. Referring back to Amina is going to be, yani, her something, right? Ha. And referring to her husband is going to be his something, who. Yani kitabu hu, his book. Kitabu ha, her book. If the sentence, yani, that follows, you're addressing somebody and you're talking about something they own, then it's going to be in the second person. Okay? So in the second person, it's going to be anta, yani, it's going to be ka, kitabu ka, or anti, yani, kitabu ki, your book, feminine. Alright, so we're going to see the third person. And we're going to see the second person. We're only going to see singulars here. So it's either going to be her book or his book or your book or whatever the thing is that's possessed. Okay, the instruction says, أكمل الجملة الآتية بضمير متصل مناسب مستعملا الكلمات التي بين القوسين. And you complete the sentences with a suitable pronoun using the words in brackets at the end of the line. The words in brackets at the end of the line. Okay, so what is important here in this instruction? Akmil means complete. Al-Jumal, sentences. Al-Atiya, the following. Bi-Damir, that's a pronoun. Muttasil, a damir, that's muttasil, means a connected or attached pronoun. Okay, like who or ha or ki or ka. not a pronoun that is separate, like huwa and hiya and anta and anti. Okay, so this is a dhamir muttasil, means a dhamir that is muttasil, is connected. In the translation of the instruction, it just says a suitable pronoun. But actually it's a suitable attached pronoun. Yeah, it's attached to another word, attached to a noun, attached to a preposition, and so on. Okay, dhamir muttasil munasib. Musta'amilan, using al-kalimat al-lati bayn al-qawsayn, using the words that are between or in brackets, the words in brackets. Okay, so the words in brackets are at the end of the line of each sentence. Alright? So, the first one says, Aminatu, Aina zawjuha, yani Amina, where is her husband? Okay, so the word that's in brackets is zawj, and you would have put in, this one they gave to us, you would have put in, yani you would have to say, Aminatu, Aina zawj, Aina, where's her zawj? So you have to use the pronoun ha, because referring back to Amina. Amina, yani is the third person, feminine, singular. One person, female, and you're referring back to her husband, about her. You're talking about her as a third person. Okay, the next one we're going to do, the word in parentheses is Ibn. So Ibn is going to refer back to who? It's going to refer back to Al-Ab. Okay, number two says, Al-Abu, Aina, the father, where is his Ibn? His Ibn. Okay, so what's the pronoun for Ibn that you're going to put here? His. It has to be third person, masculine, singular. Who? Yani, Aina Ibnuhu. Where do we get who from? Because his son, his, is referring back to the Ab. Okay, we're not going to say Al-Ab, the father, where's her son? We're going to say, where's his son? We're not going to say, where's your son? Okay, because we're referring back to him, his son. Okay, so it should be Al-Abu Aina Ibnuhu. Number three, Al-Mudiratu. That's feminine, right? Female. Aina, and the word they gave us is Gurfatun. So, we want to say, where's her, the Mudira? Where's her room? The Mudira is the principal, right? Al-Mudiratu, Aina, Gurfatuha. And remember, when you add a pronoun, an attached pronoun to a noun, it has to lose its tanween, because tanween can only be the last letter of a word. So on Ibnun, we lost the tanween, it became Ibnuhu, his son. And on Gurfatun, when we added ha to it, it became Gurfatuha, her gurfa. Okay, because tanween is only on the last letter of a word. If you add a suffix to it, at the end of it, you have to lose the tanween. Okay, the vowel remains the same, Gurfatuha, but no tanween. Number four, Ya Bilalu, Aina, O Bilal, where is Sayyaratun? Where is, if we're talking to Bilal, we're going to say, where's his Sayyara? Or we're going to say, where's your Sayyara? We're talking to him, so we have to use the second person, masculine, Bilal, and singular. Okay, Ya Bilalu, Aina, Sayyaratuka, Anta. Sayaratuka. Sayaratun became Sayaratuka. Number five. Al-Fallahu. Yani the farmer. That's a male, right? We're talking about him. So it's going to be third person. It's going to be masculine. And he's one person. So it's going to be singular. Okay? Al-Fallahu, the farmer. Aina. Where's Himarun? Where's his Himar? Aina Himaruhu. Number six. At-Tabibu. At-Tabibu. That's masculine, right? We're talking about the doctor. Okay, so it's going to be masculine. It's going to be one doctor, singular. And it's going to be third person, because we're talking about him. Third person, masculine, singular. Huwa. Alright? So the possessive pronoun for huwa is who. So, At-Tabibu Aina Baytun. Where's his house? Aina Baytuhu. It loses its tanween, becomes a single dhamma. Aina Baytuhu. Where's his house? Number seven, I'm talking directly to somebody. Ya Hamzatu. Okay, so I'm talking to a male, so it's going to be masculine. It's one person, so it's going to be singular. And I'm talking to him, so it's going to be second person. First person is the speaker. Second person is the one you're talking directly to. Third person is he and she, huwa and hiya, people that you're talking about, right? Or plurals. So Ya Hamzatu, ma, what is? Lugatun. What is your luga? What is your language? Okay? So lugatun loses the tanween, and since I'm talking directly to Hamza, so I have to use the second person masculine singular pronoun ka, anta, ka, lugatuka, ya hamzatu, ma lugatuka, what is your language? Number 8, ya waladu, ma ismun, ya waladu, oh walad, ma, what is your ism? Ma ismuka. It's a walad, so it's masculine. I'm talking directly to him, so it's second person, and it's one person, so it's singular. Second person, masculine, singular. Anta. Yani the possessive pronoun for anta is ka. Ya waladu, ma ismuka. And the last one, number 9, al waladu again, so it's still going to be, yani, third person, and it's going to be singular, but now I'm not talking directly to the walad. I'm talking about him, so it's going to be third person, masculine, singular. Huwa. Okay? The pronoun, the possessive pronoun that corresponds to huwa is hu. Okay? Al-waladu ma ismun. What is his name? Ismu hu. Ya waladu? I mean al-waladu. I'm not talking directly to him. Al-waladu ma ismuhu. Masmuhu. What is his name? Okay, I hope that everybody understood this exercise well and was able to do it without any great difficulty. I hope that everybody did well on this particular exercise. Okay, these possessive pronouns came in lesson 10. The singular possessive pronouns came in lesson 10. So if anybody had any question about those, please go back to lesson 10 and look at it. Okay, now let's go on to the next point in our lesson for today. Is going to be just a quick review of lesson 14, the English key. We're going to just go back and look at some of the points in it so that before we do the exercises, inshallah, we're going to try to do all the exercises for this lesson 14, yani from 1 through 6, from page 83 to 86. Yani just four pages, 83, 84, 85, and 86. And if we finish them and we have time, we're going to look at the new lesson 15. Okay, so basically in lesson 14, the things that we covered were the second person, masculine, plural, personal pronoun, and possessive pronoun. Antum and kum. Yani, if I'm talking to a group of men, second person, talking to them, masculine and plural, I'm going to use, when I'm talking to them, I'm going to say, antum, antum muslimoon, you all are Muslims. Antum muhandisoon, you all are engineers. Antum mudarrisoon. Okay, so that's the personal pronoun. For the second person, when you're talking directly to them, a group of males. Second person, masculine, plural. The possessive pronoun that corresponds to antum is kum. Kum. So you say, yani antum muslimun. Wahada masjidukum. And this is you all's masjid. Second person, masculine, plural. Kum. Masjidukum. Baytukum. Madrasatukum. Okay, so this is the first thing that we had in this lesson, or the first thing, yeah? The second person, masculine, plural, personal pronoun, antum, and possessive pronoun, kum. Additionally, we had in this lesson, the first person, plural, personal pronoun, nahnu, and possessive pronoun, na, nun, fatta, alif. Personal pronoun and possessive pronoun for first person, plural. Keeping in mind that the first person pronouns, possessive pronouns, and personal pronouns, first person, singular and plural, are used equally for masculine and feminine. So there's no separate, because you're talking about yourself. So if somebody's speaking, then they're either male or female. It doesn't require clarification or explanation, right? If a man is speaking, then you know what it means. Yani, speaking about the individual self, they're going to say ana. If they're speaking about a group of them, they're going to say nahnu. That's the personal pronoun. The possessive pronoun is na. Kitabuna, masjiduna, baytuna, our house, our masjid, and so on. Alright, so this is the second thing that we had in this lesson. The first person, yani possessive pronoun, na, as in baytuna, and personal pronoun, nahnu, as in nahnu muslimun. The last thing that we had was the conjugation of the past tense verb for these very two things. The second person masculine plural, past tense verb form, and the first person plural, past tense verb form. So what we had in this lesson, everything is related to, up until here, everything is related to, the second person masculine plural, personal pronoun, possessive pronoun, and the yani nominative yani pronoun, the mirror ruf, yani for second person, yani meaning if you're speaking to a group of men. The personal pronoun antum, the possessive pronoun kitabukum, and the verb form, the nominative form, the rough form of the pronoun, the fa'il of the verb is tum. Yani the verb dhahaba, you say dhahabtum. Jalasa, jalastum. Qara'a, qara'tum. Okay, so all of this is dealing with second person, masculine, plural. When you're speaking to a group of men, males, personal pronoun, possessive pronoun, and the verb form. And likewise, the other thing that we had was the personal and possessive pronouns for first person, plural, nahnu, and na. And likewise, we have the verb form. Yani the same pronoun is used on the verb as is used for the possessive pronoun. Kitabuna, you say. Yani this, our, hadha kitabuna, this is our book. And you also say, we went. As a verb form, you say, dhahabna, jalasna, darabna. Yani we hit or struck someone because of what they did to us. Now, alright, so this is basically what we covered here. What came after that? After the pronouns, possessive pronouns, personal pronouns, and the fa'il on the past tense verb form, we also said that another group of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf are non-Arabic proper nouns, yani foreign proper nouns. They do not take tanween. And most of the prophets that are named in the Quran, their names are non-Arabic names. So they are not Arabic names, and therefore most of these names are mamnu' min as-sarf, like Adamu, Ibrahimu, Ishaqu, Ismailu, Ya'qubu, all of them, alayhimu salam, are the names of prophets mentioned in the Quran. They are not originally Arabic names. So non-Arabic proper nouns do not take tanween. The exception to that is if the non-Arabic proper noun is a masculine proper noun, it has only three letters, and the middle letter is sakin, has sukun. Okay? If it's a non-Arabic proper noun, but it's a masculine proper noun, and it only has three letters, and the middle letter has sukun, then it's exempted from this rule. It does take tanween. As in nuhun. Nun, waw, ha. Only has three letters. It's a non-Arabic masculine proper noun. The middle letter has sukun, therefore it does take tanween. Same thing with lut, and so on. Alayhi salam. The other thing that we had in this lesson was when the mudaf has an adjective. And when you have an adolfo construction like Baytul Imam, and there's an adjective describing the mudaf, then the mudaf, because it's connected to the mudaf ilayhi al-imam, which is definite, and the mudaf, yani can never take alif lam to make it definite, so you have to consider that even though it doesn't have alif lam, it's still definite. So baytu al-imami, the house of the imam, yani bayt here is definite because it's connected to a definite noun, al-imam. So if you have an adjective describing bayt, it also has to be definite. So you say baytu al-imami al-jadidu. The problem here is that since the adjective cannot come in the middle of a construct phrase, it has to come after the mudaf and the mudaf ilayh. It has to come after both of them. So now we have the problem of deciding or determining or identifying which one of them is it an adjective for. Is it describing the mudaf, bayt, or is it describing the mudaf ilayh al-imam? And that's determined by seeing which one it matches up with. Yani in terms of being masculine with masculine, feminine with feminine, definite with definite, indefinite with indefinite, and marfu'un or mansub or majrur, yani it has to match up in i'rab. So we talked about that in some detail last week. I hope that it is clear. We also had the word ayu, which means which. And this is a word, like a few other words in Arabic, that are always used in idhafa. So the word following ayu is always going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur. It's always going to be mudhaf ilayhi majrur. Okay, so just like ghayru, yani the word following is always mudhaf ilayhi majrur, and qablu and ba'du, qabla and ba'd, and dhu, yani the word following, the noun following these types of words are always yani going to be an idhafa, so they're always going to be mudhaf ilayhi majrur. And also we said that this word ayyi, it can be ayyu, ayya, or ayyi, depending on the i'rab, yani depending on its function in the sentence. If it's in a sentence being used as a mubtada, it's going to be marfu'un. If it's a khabar, it's going to be marfu'un. If it's the fa'il of a verb, it's going to be marfu'un. But if it's the object of a preposition, it's going to be ayyi, majrur. Or if it's the object of a verb, maf'ulun bi, it's going to be ayya, mansub. Okay, after this, yani quick review of lesson 14. We're going to go now to the exercises for this lesson, starting on page 83. We already read the Arabic text, so we're not going to read it again. And actually, these questions are sort of general questions. Maybe there's one or two of them that actually you can take from the reading. The rest of them are just general questions. They're not really based upon the reading. So I'm going to answer whatever we can answer from the Arabic text at the beginning of this lesson that we read last week. Otherwise, you can answer them as long as you answer them with that which makes sense. And with correct Arabic sentences and it makes sense, it's fine. Okay, so the first exercise on the bottom of page 83, it says Tamarinu, exercises. Number one, Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Ajib, answer concerning al-as'ila. Asila, al-as'ila is the plural of as-su'al. Answer concerning al-as'ila, the questions, al-atiya, following, the following questions. First question, number one, men antum. So you can say however you want to say, you can say nahnu, whoever, whatever, or you can answer, yani that question did come in the lesson, and they, when those people were, those children were asked, or those boys were asked, who are they? They said, nahnu abana'u al-doktor Musa. Abana'u al-doktor Musa. We are the sons of Dr. Musa. Okay, but you don't have to say that. You, men antum, you can say, yani, we can say, nahnu muslimun, or nahnu tullab, or whatever you would like to answer, as long as it makes sense. Question number two, aina baytukum. Also, a question like this did come in the lesson, but not exactly like this. It was they were asked, "Where is your new home?" But in any case, it was similar to this, aina baytukum. What is important is that if in the question, yani the second person masculine plural is used, yani possessive pronoun baytukum, then in the answer, yani if somebody said you all, where's your house, you have to say our house is. So you have to answer in the first person plural. Baytuna qaribun min al-matari. Our house is near to the airport. Or baytuna yani inda al-madrasati. It is yani near the at the school. Yani or whatever. But what is important is that the pronouns are used correctly. Aina baytukum, in the answer you have to say baytuna, wherever it is. Number three, men rabbukum. Again, in the answer, since it's a group of males that are being asked in the second person, the answer is going to come in the first person. Yani, men rabbukum, rabbuna. Yani, nahnu. We got to answer in the first person plural. Rabbuna Allahu. Rabbuna Allahu. Okay, let's turn to page 84. Page 84. Sentence or question number 4 at the top of the page. Ma lugatukum. Ma lugatukum. Okay? Group of men being asked second person, the answer has to come in first person plural. Ma lugatukum. What is you all's language? Then we answer. Lugatuna. Our language is Al-Inkiliziyya, or Al-Arabiyya, or Al-Faransiyya, and so on, whatever it is. Number five, Aina Madrasatukum. Madrasatukum. Where is the school of you all? Where is you all's school? So again, it's second person, masculine plural. The answer has to be in first person plural. Madrasatuna, yani our school is wherever. Yani Ba'idun an Baytina, far from our house. Or qaribun, yani min al-masjid, yani near to the masjid, or so on. Number six, a'antum muslimuna? A'antum, you all? Answer, nahnu. Nahnu, na'am, nahnu muslimuna, walhamdulillah. Number seven, afi baytikum hadiqatun? Afi baytikum hadiqatun? Is there in your house a garden? Answer, again, the question is baytikum, yani second person masculine plural. The answer has to be in the first person plural, yani na'am fi baytina. Yes, in our house is a hadiqatun. Number eight, a'indakum sayyaratun? A'indakum sayyaratun? Do you all have a car? The answer, of course, is going to be, again, first person plural. نعم عندنا سيارة. نعم عندنا سيارة. Number 9. أين مدرسكم? Where is you all's teacher? Second person masculine plural. Answer in first person plural. Where is you all's teacher? Our teacher is, يعني مدرسنا في بيته. He is in his house. Or في المسجد. He's in the masjid. Or في المدرسة. Or he is in the school. أين مدرسكم? مدرسنا. Our teacher is wherever he is. Now, last question. أأنتم مدرسون? أأنتم مدرسون? All of these questions are in the second person, masculine plural. The answer has to be in first person. أأنتم مدرسون? نعم. نحن مدرسون. Or لا. نحن مهندسون. Or لا. نحن طلاب. And so on, like this. Alright, so in this lesson we saw the second person masculine, plural, possessive pronoun, and here we see the personal pronoun for second person masculine plural, and we also, in the answers, we use the possessive pronoun for first person plural. نَا بَيْتُنَا مَدْرَسَتُنَا مُدَرِّسُنَا and so on. Okay, so I hope that these pronouns and these exercises help us, yani, to absorb or comprehend, yani, the proper usage of the pronouns, especially these plural pronouns that are specific to this lesson. Second person, masculine, plural, possessive pronouns and personal pronouns, and first person plural pronouns, nahnu and na. And we're going to see later on also that those same second person masculine plural and first person plural, how they are used, the pronouns, how they are used with the in the conjugation of the past tense verb. Okay, exercise number 2 says, اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. Read and write. Okay, in this exercise, we're going to see the past tense verb. I think, is this in this lesson? A little bit. Not much of it, no, okay. But there's maybe one example or so in this lesson that uses the past tense verb. Otherwise, we are going to see the plural, first person, personal pronoun nahnu, and possessive pronoun na. And we're going to see the second person masculine, plural, personal pronoun antum, and the possessive pronoun kum. Okay, so we're going to see these pronouns, possessive pronouns and personal pronouns, for second person masculine plurals, yani, when you are speaking to a group of men directly, and first person plural when you are speaking as a group of people, as the first person speaking about yourself. اقرأ واكتب. So as we read these sentences, we should be practicing our reading, and we should also be practicing, yani, making sure that we comprehend, that we understand what we are reading and we can translate it, and also that we should be focusing on and identifying these types of pronouns that come in these sentences. Okay, first person plural pronouns, نحن and نا, and second person masculine plural pronouns, أنتم and كم. That's what we should be focusing on as we look through these sentences. Generally though, we're practicing our reading, and we're also practicing our comprehension, reading comprehension, yani pronunciation and comprehension, and ability to translate. Okay, and by the way, a good drill, yani, for this type of exercise, reading and writing exercise, first of all, you need to be writing out these sentences, all of them. Even if it looks like a lot, if you don't start writing these sentences when it says read and write, if you don't start writing out exercises regularly, it's by the time you finish the book, you might know a lot of words, you're not going to be able to write any of them. You have to practice writing. Okay? And a good exercise to use with this type of lesson as well is to train your ear for listening comprehension. That is, have somebody read to you the sentence without looking at the book, have them read it to you, and without looking at the book, try to see if you can listen and understand what they're saying and translate it. Okay, and you can do that with a partner, yani, somebody in your family at home, or a friend where you work or go to school, or on the telephone, somebody you meet at the masjid. You can go back and forth like this. The first person read the sentence, second person just listen and try to translate, and then the second person reads the next sentence, and the first person listens and tries to translate. Also, there are audio recordings for this book. You can listen to those audio recordings and just try to sometimes close the book and just listen. Just listen and see if you can comprehend what you hear. It's very important to train your ear by listening to Arabic language. Listen to the audio recordings for this book. It's very, very beneficial. Okay, back to exercise number 2. And time is moving right along, right? Exercise number 2, Iqra waktub. First sentence. You should be reading along with me ahead of me and translating ahead of me. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit slow to give you a chance to read along with me. Sentence number 1. Nahnu muslimuna. Meaning, we are Muslims. Allahu rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. Yani meaning, our Rabb is our creator, our provider, the one who gives life and death and controls our affairs. Allahu Rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. Wal Islamu Deenuna. And Islam is our deen, our way of life. Wal Nabiyyu Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rasuluna. And the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our messenger. والقرآن الكريم كتابنا. And the noble Quran is our book of guidance. والكعبة قبلتنا. And the Kaaba, the sacred house in Mecca, is our qibla, yani our direction for prayer. والعربية لغتنا. And Arabic is our language, or it is becoming our language, inshallah. Okay, sentence number 2. Aina mudarrisukum ya ikhwanu. Aina mudarrisukum. Where is you all's teacher? Ya ikhwanu. Oh, brothers. Ikhwan is the plural of akh. And the other plural of akh is ikhwatun. The answer, أين مدرسكم يا إخوان؟ خرج الآن من الفصل. Meaning, he went out just now from the classroom. وذهب إلى المدير. And he went to the principal. Number 3. في أي شارع بيتكم؟ In which street is your house? In which street? Fi ayyi shari'in. Remember we said the word after ayyi, the word after it is always going to be mudawfan ilayhi majrur. As far as a, it can be ayyu, ayya, or ayyi. In this case it's ayyi because why? It's following a preposition, so it became majrur. Fi ayyi shari'in baytukum. In which street is your house? You all. So the answer is going to be first person plural. Our house is in the street which is in front of the mahkama. Yani baytuna fi shari'i alladhi amam al mahkamati. Our house is in the street alladhi. This is a relative pronoun, masculine singular. The feminine is allati. The plural of alladhi is alladhina, and the plural of allati is allati or allai. Okay, so our house is in the street alladhi, the street which is أمام المحكمة, in front of the courthouse, the court of law. Number 4. أبونا صديق عمكم. أبونا صديق عمكم. Meaning, our father is the friend of عمكم, of you all's paternal uncle. Am, yani means your father's brother. Sadiqu ammikum. Here I want to note that ammi is majroor. Why? Abuna sadiqu ammikum. How did ammikum become majroor with kasra? Ammi. Okay, the answer is because am is the mudafun ilayhi. This is a construct phrase. The friend of you all's uncle. Okay, the mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. Sentence number 5. A antum mudarrisuna. Are you all teachers? لا نحن أتباء. No, we are يعني أتباء. أتباء is the plural of طبيب. We are doctors. Number 6. أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ Are you all the sons of the مدير? This is the إضافة construction. أبناء المدير. The second part of the إضافة construction is always مضاف إليه مجرور with كسرة. So are you all the sons of the مدير, the principal? لا نحن حفظته. حفظته يعني no, we are his حفظة يعني his grandsons. Number 7. مدرستنا كبيرة ومدرستكم صغيرة. مدرستنا, that's first person plural possessive pronoun, نا. مدرستكم, that's second person masculine plural pronoun, كم. So the meaning, مدرستنا, our مدرسة, our school is كبيرة, big. ومدرستكم, and you all school is صغيرة, small. Okay, remember, كبيرة and صغيرة are the feminine of كبير and صغير. And the reason why we're saying كبيرة and not كبير is because it is related to مدرستنا. مدرسة is feminine. So, يعني the خبر concerning it has to be feminine, كبيرة. Okay. Number eight.
لنا حديقة جميلة في تلك القرية.
لنا for us. نحن. لنا. يعني this is composed of the preposition لي. Remember we said when it's connected to pronouns except يا المتكلم. When it's connected to pronouns the preposition لي becomes with فتح. لنا لك له لها.
لنا حديقة.
We have a garden.
جميلة, a beautiful garden. في تلك القرية,
in that قرية, in that village or town or city. Number 9.
أخونا طالب في كلية الطب.
With شد on the باء. الطب.
أخونا
يعني first person plural possessive pronoun. Our brother.
أخونا طالب.
Our brother is a student. في كلية الطب. In the faculty of medicine or the college of medicine. Number 10.
أأنتم أطباء.
Are you all أطباء? يعني طبيب, doctors. Answer.
بعضنا.
يعني بعض means some.
بعضنا أطباء وبعضنا مهندسون.
يعني some of us are طبيبs يعني doctors and some of us are مهندسون engineers. Number 11.
الله ربنا وربكم.
Allah is our رب, ربنا, and you all's رب, ربكم. And again, any, I know when I'm saying you all, you all's rub and you all stuff, I know that this is not proper English to say you all, but I want to just emphasize that you here is plural, okay? Otherwise, if we say Allahu Rabbuna wa Rabbukum, Allah is our rub and your rub, we don't know your, is it singular or plural, okay? So in Arabic, we distinguish between singular and plural. Rabbukum, you all's rub, okay? It's your Rub, but you are plural. So that's why I'm saying you all. Okay, so please excuse my English. Okay, turn to page 85, last sentence from exercise number 2.
Aina dhahabtum ya ikhwanu.
Where did you all go, O brothers? Okay, here we see the past tense form of the verb second person, masculine plural. Yani talking about, yani talking to a group of males. ذهبتم أنتم. أين ذهبتم يا إخوانو. Where did you all go, O brothers? The answer came in the first person plural again, right? ذهبنا إلى السوق. We went to the marketplace. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 2. And again, this exercise yani mostly dealt with the second person masculine plurals, yani personal pronouns and possessive pronouns, and it also dealt with the first person plural, yani possessive pronouns and personal pronouns. Yeah, nahnu and na, and antum and kum. Okay, exercise number 3. أضف الأسماء الآتية إلى الضمائر كما هو موضح في المثال. أضف here means make an إضافة construction. أضف, connect الأسماء الآتية, the following nouns, إلى الضمائر, to the pronouns that are given. Connect the following nouns to the pronouns. كما هو موضح, as it is made واضح, موضح, as it has been made clear, في المثال, in the example. Okay, so they give us a noun, and they want us to connect it to the pronouns, the following pronouns. The first pronoun we're going to connect it to is second person masculine plural, كم, and the next pronoun we're going to connect it to is first person plural, na. You all something and our something. Okay, so to give you a noun, they want you to connect it first to the second person masculine, plural, baytun, baytukum. And then they want you to connect the same noun, baytun, to first person plural, na, baytuna. Remove the tanween, keep the single vowel, and then attach the pronoun. This is a dhamir muttasil, connected pronoun. Okay, it's being used to show possession. Kum and na. The same two pronouns we're going to use throughout this exercise, okay, for each word. Okay, the first word, am, means uncle. What kind of uncle? Paternal uncle, yani your father's brother. Ammun, with shadda on the meme. Am, ayn, and meme with shadda. Ammun. Okay, now I want to say, you all's uncle, ammukum. Our uncle, ammuna. Going down, madrasatun. School, madrasatun, right? I want to say you all school, madrasatukum. Madrasatukum. Our school, madrasatuna. Here I want to note that since the word madrasatun ends with ta marbuta, whenever you add a suffix at the end of a word that ends with ta marbuta can only be the last letter of a word. Don't ever forget this rule. Ta marbuta can only be the last letter of a word. So if you want to add a suffix to that word, you have to get rid of tarmabuta and it becomes a regular ta. A regular ta, like in alif ba ta. Regular ta, okay? So madrasa tun with ta marbuta becomes madrasa tu kum with a regular ta. And it becomes madrasa tu na with a regular ta. Next word, lugatun. Same rule here. Lugatun means language. You all's language, lugatu kum. Our language, lugatuna. The next word, ab. Okay, here this is from Asma al-Khamsa. Remember we said, whenever this word is used in idhafa, it has a special rule. Only when it's connected in idhafa. And that is, the rule is, that if it's marfu'un, it has to have a waw, an extra waw. If it was majrur, we'd get an extra ya to elongate the kasra. And if it was mansub, it would get an extra alif to elongate the fatha. But here we're only going to have dhamma, so that means we're going to elongate that dhamma. When we remove the tanween, we're going to elongate the dhamma with wow. So abun, father, becomes you all's father, abukum, elongate the dhamma, abukum. Our father, abuna. And for this reason, I'm going to go straight across to akh, because it's the same rule here. Akhun is from Asma al-Khamsa. So if we connect it in idhafa, yani and it has dhamma, we remove the tanween, the dhamma has to be elongated by an extra waw. So akhun, yani if we want to say you all's akh, you're going to say akhukum. Our akh, akuna. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the top of this column on the left-hand column. The first word on top of the column is with dhamma and shadda on the meme. Ummun, mother. You all's mother, ummukum. Our mother, ummuna. Next word, sadiqun, a friend.
You all's friend, صديقكم.
Our friend, صديقنا. Next word, أختن. A sister. You all's sister,
أختكم.
Our sister, أختنا. The next word, دينٌ. دينٌ means a religion or a way of life. In Islam, is our deen, our way of life.
You all's deen, دينكم.
Our deen, ديننا. And we already did أخ,
أخو, أخوكم, and أخونا.
Next exercise. And by the way, this exercise primarily dealing with, yani the first thing that it's dealing with is using the second person masculine possessive pronoun kum and the first person plural pronoun na. It also dealt with yani the asma al khamsa abun and akhun and how when they are connected in idafa you have to add an extra letter to elongate its vowel from dhamma elongated by waw, kasra elongated by ya, fatha elongated by alif. Although we only saw it marfu'un with dhamma, but that's the rule for asma al khamsa, the five special names. Next exercise, number 4, is a reading exercise. Okay, so reading exercise number 1 is dealing with the word a, which means which, and the rule that we have to pay attention to is that it's always used in idafa, so the word following it is going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. This is from lesson number 5, and the idafa construction, the mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. As far as the mudaf, we said it can take any vowel. It can take dhamma, kasra, or fatha, depending on how it came in the sentence. So we might see au change to ae in this exercise. And in other places, you might even see it change to aya. It can be aya also. Okay, let's read. Read, ikra. And by the way, if you have the time, I would suggest you even write out this exercise, even though it doesn't say ikra waktub. But if you write it out, you practice your writing, you can't lose with it. You can only get better. Okay, first sentence, ayu yawmin hadha. Ayu means which. Which day is this? Answer going across, hadha yawmu sabti. This is yawmu sabt, the day of sabt, yani Saturday. Next sentence, ayu shahrin hadha. Which month is this? Hadha shahru rajabin. This is the month of Rajab, yani from the Islamic calendar. Notice the Shahru doesn't have Tanween, as in the question it has Tanween, right? Ayu Shahrin, but in the answer, Hadha Shahru, why does it not have Tanween? Yani in the question, Shahrin has Kasratain because it's the Mudaf Ilayhi Majrur, but in the answer, it's Marfu'un because it's the Khabar, and the Khabar is always Marfu'un, but why? What happened to the Tanween? Anybody? Well, the tanween had to be removed because what? It came now here in idafa as the first part of the idafa construction. The first part of idafa construction, the second part can take alif lam or tanween, the first part cannot. So it became hadha shahru rajabin, yani the month of Rajab. Next statement or question, ayu kulliyatin hadhihi. Which faculty or college is this? Kulliyah is feminine, so we use hadhihi here instead of hadha. Which faculty is this? Hadhihi kulliyati at-tijarati. This is the faculty of commerce, trade, buying and selling. Next sentence, fi ayyi. Here we see ayyi coming kasra because of the preposition fi. Fi ayyi madrasatin. Madrasatin is mudafun ilayhi majrur. Fi ayyi madrasatin anta. Yani, in which school are you? Yani, which school are you in? Which school do you go to? Ana fi al-madrasati al-mutawassitati. Ana fi al-madrasati al-mutawassitati. I am in the middle school or junior high school. The last question. Min ayyi baladin anta? Ya anti, ya ukht. Okay, ya ukhtu, that's female, right? Min ayyi baladin anti? Ya ukhtu. Again, ayu, we see that it became ayyi here because it's following the preposition min. And baladin is the mudaf ilayhi majrur, so it has yani kasratain. Min ayyi baladin anti ya ukhtu? From which land are you, O sister? Okay, so the question directed to a female, the answer has to come in the first person In this case, singular, one sister, right? Ya uktu. Ana min al-Yunan. Ana min al-Yunani. I'm from Greece. The country in Europe, Greece. Ana min al-Yunan. Okay, so this exercise is basically dealing with the word ay and how the word following it is always in idafa. How the word following it is always in idafa. And that ayu can have any i'rab. It can be marfoon or mansub or majroor depending on its position in the sentence. If there's nothing acting upon it, it's going to be marfoon with dhamma. If it's following a preposition, then it will take kasra because it will be majroor. If it was the object of a verb, then it will be mansub with fatha. Okay, let's go to the next exercise. Ikra waktub. Ikra waktub. Read and write. That means this exercise you have to write out. Okay, not like the other ones. I'm suggesting that you write here. You must write out this exercise. Okay? Ikra waktub. This exercise is dealing with foreign proper nouns. Al-alam al-a'jami. Foreign proper nouns. That they are mamnu min as-sarf. They do not take tanween. Okay, they don't take tanween. So you see all these foreign proper nouns of whatever type, they're mamnu min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. And the exception to that, we said, if it's a masculine foreign proper noun that only has three letters and the middle letter has sukoon. In that case, it does take tanween. Okay, so we're going to just read, and you should have already written out this exercise, so you should have already written it. Okay, the first word reads Williamu, without tanween, William. Edwardu, without tanween, Edward. Londonu, the city, the capital of England, London. Barisu, that's the capital of France, Paris. Pakistanu, the country in the subcontinent of India, Pakistan. Istanbulu, the city of Istanbul, famous ancient city Istanbul. Ibrahimu, it's a foreign proper noun. It's not originally from Arabic. Ibrahimu, that's we can say this is the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ismailu, Ishaqu, Yaqubu, Ayyubu, Sulaymanu, Dawudu, Yunusu, Idrisu, Jibrailu, Mikailu, and Fir'aunu. Okay, so for Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and Ayyub and Sulaiman and Dawud and Yunus and Idris, and even Jibrail and Mikael, we can say alayhim salam. May the salam of Allah be upon them. But as for Fir'aunu, we say la'natullah alayhi. May the la'na, the curse of Allah, be upon him. Okay, so these names, hopefully we know Ibrahim is Abraham, Ismail is Ishmael, Ishaq is Ishaq, Ya'qub is Jacob, Ayyub is what? Job, Sulaiman is Solomon, Dawood is David, Yunus is Jonah, Idris, I don't know if we have an English name for Idris, who that is, how they identify it, Allahu A'lam, I don't recall at the moment. Jibrail is Gabriel, and Mikael is Michael. And Fir'aun is, la'anatullah alayhi, the evil ruler in Egypt. Okay, that's exercise number 5. Now we're going to the last exercise for this lesson. Exercise number 6 on page 86. It says, Iqra al-mithala thumma hawwal al-jumala al-atiyata mithlahu. Read the example and then transform or convert the following sentences like it, just like in the example. Okay, in the example they gave us, anta dhahabta. Okay, that's second person masculine singular. Anta dhahabta ila al-madrasati. So what they want us to do is change the sentence like in the example. So what do they do here? And they're going across, antum dhahabtum ila al-madrasati. So they change anta to the plural antum and the verb form dhahabta to the plural dhahabtum. So we have personal pronouns that are singular, we want to change them to plural, and we have verb forms that are singular, and we want to change them to plural. So these are second person masculine singular being changed to second person masculine plural past tense verb form. Okay, second person, masculine singular, dhahabta, being changed to second person, masculine plural, dhahabtum. Okay, hopefully everybody has done this exercise as well, and I hope that you got them all right. We're going to quickly go through them just to make so you can check and see what you wrote. Anta dhahabta ila al-madrasati, you dhahabta. Note between the personal pronoun anta and dhahabta. And also in the answer, antum and dhahabtum. The personal pronoun and the pronoun that's attached to the verb. Notice how they, yani, resemble one another. Okay, anta dhahabta ila al-madrasati. You, masculine singular, went to the school. Antum dhahabtum ila al-madrasati. You all, second person, masculine, plural, went to the school. Okay, let's do the next one. Anta kharajta min al-fasli. You went out of the classroom. Change it to plural. Antum kharajtum min al-fasli. You all went out of the classroom. Next one. Anta jalasta fil fasli. You, second person, masculine, singular. You, individually, sat in the classroom. Change it to plural. Antum jalastum fil fasli. You all sat in the classroom. Aina dhahabta ya akhi. Where did you, yani dhahabta, enter second person, masculine, singular. Where did you go, oh my brother? Change it to plural. Aina dhahabtum ya ikhwani. Where did you all go, oh my brothers? The last one, limadha kharajta min al-fasli ya waladu. Limadha kharajta, yani enter second person, masculine, singular. Limadha kharajta min al-fasli ya waladu. Why did you individually go out of the classroom, oh boy? Okay, limadha kharajta, change it to plural. Limadha kharajtum min al-fasli ya awladu. We change ya waladu to ya awladu. Okay, let's just look at the vocabulary words. Al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, the new words. Okay, I'm going to read across. I'm going to read across the first line, and the rest of them I'm going to read down the right-hand column and then the left-hand column. Okay, reading across the first line. Al-hafidhu. Al-hafidhu means ibnu al-ibn, the son of the son. Yani, meaning the grandson. Aw ibnu al-bint, or the son of the daughter. Yani, al-hafidhu, it means the son of somebody's son, their grandson, or the son of somebody's daughter. Or the son of somebody's daughter. Grandson from the son, grandson from the daughter. The plural of it is hafadatun. Hafadatun. Yani al-hafid, al-hafidu, hafadatun. Okay, now I'm going to go down the right column. Al-kulliyatu, the college or faculty, its plural is kulliyat, sound feminine plural. Kulliyatu al-shari'ati, the college of sharia, of Islamic law. Kulliyati at-tijarati, at-tijarati, the college or faculty of tijara, commerce. Al-akhu, the brother, its plural is ikhwatun and ikhwanun, two plurals for al-akh. The next word or expression, ahlan, wa sahlan wa marhaban. Yani ahlan means family, sahlan means easy, marhaban means welcome. All of this means, yani, you are like family, your stay is easy, you are welcome. This is a big word for saying welcome to somebody in a big way. They are really welcome. Nasraniyun is an individual Christian. It's plural, nasara. Now, okay, now we're going to go to the left side. We already read the first line, second line. Kulliyatu al-tibbi, the college or faculty of tib, medicine. Kulliyatu al-handasati, the college or faculty of engineering. Al-mahkamatu, the courthouse. Al-yunanu, the country, Greece. Al-baladu, the land or the city or the town. Al-balad, its plural is biladun. Biladun. Okay, this is the end of the vocabulary for lesson 14. And it's also the end of the lesson. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah has blessed us to complete this lesson 14, even though we didn't get to the new lesson. But our time is just about out, so I'm just going to give you some instructions for the new lesson. And next week, we're going to go back to lesson 15, which we had, yani, introduction to lesson 15 for homework this week. We're going to have it for homework again next week. And I'll send you, yani, some homework assignments, yani, for the week, inshallah, tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so, lesson 15, primarily, as I mentioned earlier, in the beginning of this lesson 15 is, for the most part, yani, what's important in it is the completion of the pronouns. Completion of the personal pronouns, completion of the possessive pronouns, and the completion of the pronouns used with the past tense verb. Okay, so what we didn't take from the pronouns yet are the second person feminine plural personal pronoun, antunna. The masculine is antum, the second person feminine personal pronoun is antunna. Okay, and the possessive pronoun, second person feminine plural possessive pronoun, is kunna, like baytukunna. The masculine is kum, baytukum, feminine baytukunna. Okay, and the past tense, conjugation of the past tense verb, yani second person feminine plural, is dhahabtunna. The masculine plural, dhahabtum, the feminine plural, dhahabtunna. So everything here so far is the second person feminine plurals. Plural personal pronoun, antunna. Plural possessive pronoun, kunna, as in baytu kunna, and the plural, yani, fa'il for the past tense verb, dhahabtunna. Okay, so we're going to be looking at this in detail next week. Also in this lesson we have, yani, the word, two words, qabla, which means before, and ba'da, which means after. These two words, like the word ayyu, like the word ghayru, are always used in idafa. And the noun following them is in the genitive case. The noun following them, we're going to say it's mudafun ilayhi majrur. Yani, so if you say ba'da as-sa'a, it's going to be ba'da as-sa'ati. Qabla as-sa'a, it's going to be qabla as-sa'ati. Yani, after an hour, before an hour, and so on. Okay, the word following is always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. The last thing in this lesson is the verb raja'a. Raja'a means he returned. Okay, so we had some past tense verbs before. This is another verb that we didn't have before, raja'a, to return. This is what this lesson contains. All, yani, of the completion of the personal and possessive pronouns and the verb forms for the past tense verb and the two words, yani, these are dharf, adverbs. Before an hour, before a week, before a day, or after an hour. Yani, before and after the word following them is always going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur, and the past tense verb Raja'a. Okay, the vocabulary, Al-Qahiratu is the city in Egypt called Cairo. Al-Usbu'u is the week, yani 7 days. Al-Darsu, we know this lesson from Al-Darsu Al-Awwal. The lesson, Al-Ana, is also an adverb of time. Dharf Al-Zaman means right now. And Al-Ikhtibaru means the examination. Also, it is called in Arabic, Al-Imtihan. Al-Ikhtibar, Al-Imtihan. Okay, so next week, inshallah, for our homework, we're going to be taking lesson 15. Okay, so we're going to do the English key on page 44 and the vocabulary on 45. And then we're going to go to, yani, back to the text on page 87 and 88. It's not that long. And then we're going to look at the exercises, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I don't know. I'll see, yani, if we can do all of them or some of them. And the charts on the end of this lesson, page 91. Let's see how much we can do of lesson 15. At least we'll do, yani, a good portion of it. The English key, the Arabic text, and as many of the exercises as we can do. We'll see how many we can do. Next week we'll be completing lesson 15. After this, we'll be going on to some new topics in lesson 16 and 17. Plurals for words that are non-intelligent, irrational nouns. And in 18 we'll be doing duals. In 19 and 20, we'll be doing numbers from 1 through 10 with masculine and feminine things being counted, ma'adud. And in 21, we'll have a review lesson. 22 and 23, we're going to have all the categories of mamnu minasarif that we studied in this level 1, book 1 course. And that's the end. Yani, so really we are very close to the end. We only have about 4 or 5 subjects remaining. Gairu akhu plurals, duals, numbers from 1 to 10, and words, categories of words that are mamnu and musarraf. Four topics that we're going to cover, and that we'll be finished this course. Inshallah, I hope that everybody is with us and that you remain with us and that you complete this and you understand all of it, or at least most of it. We're going to stop here, inshallah, take a 1 minute break and go for book 2. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.